I invite you to take a walk with me this evening through the spring woods. It's a warm, sunny day, and the sun is warm on your face when you come out into a clearing. It feels easy and comfortable to walk on this path. It's very, very soft. Pine needles and grass, moss in places. All things that feel good to the feet. Almost soft enough you might even want to be barefoot in parts of it, but let's be beautifully shod tonight so that our feet are comfortable, our bodies are easy and light on the path. We walk with comfort through the beauty of nature. There is so much beauty to behold as we look out, for the spring bulbs are blooming in little clearings throughout the woods. We see daffodils and tulips, grape hyacinths, and smell hyacinths on the breeze. There are snowdrops here and there, and other flowers that are beginning to blossom, and there's trees that have the buds beginning to come out on them. Some of them are starting to leaf, and some have flowers. It's so amazing to see this profound change where 2 weeks ago it seemed like everything was brown and quiet. And now everything is filled with life. We hear the birds singing. Over in a dead tree we hear a woodpecker calling for his mate, for he's found an amazing hole in this dead tree that would make a perfect nesting site. And so he knows there's a female nearby, and he calls and calls and calls to let her know that he's the one, that he's the provider, that he has the space for her. And she answers, and they connect. The spring is such a powerful time of connection and beauty. The first butterflies are starting to rise, and I see a white one over there. And I just marvel once again at the amazing flight of the butterfly, the lightness of being that the butterfly represents. And it's so fascinating to listen to the spring songs of the birds, whose calls are so plain and functional in the wintertime, and yet who sing songs of magnificent romance in the spring. Their hearts sing, and it's heard in the music all through the woods. As we walk through the woods, we see bluebirds, brilliant blue and rosy red on their breasts, the bluebirds of happiness that make us smile as we see them flit across our path. And there are foxes in the woods, beautiful foxes. They are at their most magnificent this time of year. They haven't begun to shed their coat yet, and their coats are thick and rich, though brush big and beautiful, ending in a white tip that in other times of day can shine in the sun or the moonlight. The foxes are exquisite in the woods this time of year. I know that as we move through the landscape, we are visited by many woodland friends. Over here on the right, there are some deer grazing. Some of the grass that started to grow around the clearings, some on the fresh new leaves on the trees, craning their necks upward to have a spring treat, something fresh and new after a winter time that has been sparse with greenery. Knowing that the deer too are finding this a fresh and delightful time of year, knowing it isn't long before there'll be fawns, spotted fawns, to be seen in the woods. We see the beauty of these beautiful creatures, so gentle, so peaceful. and they feel us also as gentle and peaceful. They look up and meet our eyes as we go by. They connect with us deeply, but they are not afraid, for we bring a signature of peace to the woods. We bring a feeling of belonging, for we truly do belong here. We are part of this natural cycle of life that we see blossoming right here and right now. For each of us too is reborn and renewed in the spring. We find the grace of our being expanding. We feel the sap rising and we delight in new opportunities and new dreams being birthed. The new opportunity to allow ourselves to grow and to shine and to let our beauty be seen in the world, just as the bluebird does, just as the woodpecker sings, just as the deer knows itself to be perfect in a sense of belonging in the woods. We too belong. We belong to life. We belong to God, for we are the life of God. We are the love of God right here and right now. Nothing to do, nowhere to go, nothing to prove. Worthy, perfect, whole, and complete, just as we are. As David Spangler says, we are the impersonalization of spirit, with all of our biology and all of our biography. Spirit exists as us right now. We are whole right now. And in walking through the woods, we begin to hear the sound of water falling. And we come out to a most marvelous place, a place where a river flows over a cliff. And there is a beautiful waterfall. And I know a secret, and I will take you to the secret spot. Follow this little path to the right of the waterfall and walk through some beautiful flowers and discover that there is a little tiny cave behind the waterfall. And we can walk into the cave, and each of us have our own place in the cave behind the waterfall. It's a bit misty here, but it's warm. It's such a warm day that we feel comfortable in the mist. It feels soothing and peaceful, as the sound of the water falling in front of us echoes in the rocks that surround us in the cave. We have the opportunity to sit here for a moment, to rest. There is a wonderfully comfortable ledge that seems just perfect for our body, for our size, so that as we sit on it, we feel like it was almost carved for us. It's been waiting for us. There's a feeling of expectation here from the very rocks that surround us. For this is a healing place, and everything in us that has asked for healing has called us to this place. So let's sit on the ledge now. Each of us in our perfect place. We can smell the flowers from here. We can hear the sound of the water. And we can take this opportunity to allow this healing energy to fill us up at every level of our being. So let's begin with the physical level. We begin by relaxing right here and right now. Relaxing deeply. Allowing all the tension to drain out of our bodies into the rocks around us. It almost feels like the rocks are magnetizing anything unlike good to simply drain through our feet, through our legs, from our back. All parts of us are relaxing deeply. Our muscles simply letting go as our bodies hold us upright. Our spines are straight. Our chemistry is realigning itself. there is a renewed sense of vigor and excitement in the 3 trillion cells in our body. They are being renewed and restored by the energy of this place in this moment, that divine energy of spirit that exists everywhere and always. Has a wonderful opportunity to work here and now, for this is a place where people have believed in energy for millennium. As you walk into this place, the belief of those who have worshipped here, who have been healed here, who have experienced this place, becomes a part of your consciousness. And so as you sit on this ledge, you take your place in a long stream of those who have allowed themselves to open to the energy of Source more powerfully in this place than ever before. So the opportunity exists for us as well. We can open ourselves to this energy. We can feel it flowing to us and through us. It comes in the fragrance in the air. It comes in the sound of the water. It comes in the smell of the flowers. It comes in the resonance of all of those who have given thanks in this place for the renewed vigor and zest of their bodies, feeling that divine energy flowing through us. We feel revitalized and refreshed and renewed. It is so powerful to be in this place. It seems like everything sings in this place. Just breathing into this healing, loving energy of Source, so powerfully recognized in this place that it's easier to feel than in some other places. Always present, of course. The evensong of God is everywhere. But right now, in this place, we are open and receptive. And it is good. Our bodies know exactly what to do with this energy. They are wise and pure. And so this healing is taking place in the chemistry, in the physiology, in the movement, in the flexibility, in the strength and power of our bodies, in every organ, cell, and system, in every space between every cell. There is nowhere that the healing, loving light of God is not present now, actively conscious in our bodies. And it is good. It is as if our bodies are made of stars and we are illumined in every cell. If you could see yourself from the outside, you would see the glow of your being. You are radiant in this place, for you are exhibiting the truth of who you are. Allowing our attention on the physical to shift now, we shift to our heart chakra. We feel the loving space, the spacious heart, the open, receptive heart, as our emotions calm and relax. We tap into feelings of appreciation and wonder, of awe and bliss, even ecstasy. The grace of spirit uplifts our hearts, for in this place we are so easily able to tap into our connection to Source. And in that connection, we simply flow in love. Love expands in our hearts in this place. We love the rocks. We love the water. We love the flowers. We love ourselves. We deeply love ourselves, and as we think of our lives, we love our lives. This is a place where it's easy to love our lives, to forgive anything that has gone before that we judged as wrong, that we criticized as a mistake, that we feared or got angry about. In this place, it is so easy to restore ourselves to the magic of love, to be re-enchanted. I am so grateful for the re-enchantment in this moment, for the renewed energy of my heart. And I know that for each of us, the opportunity exists now to let go of anything unlike love that we have been carrying with us. We can leave it in the rocks. The rocks are eager to accept anything we would leave behind, any burden we would shed. Our hearts are open and ready to receive. And from the water, from the rocks, from the mist, from the fragrance of the flowers, our hearts feel renewed. Our hearts sing that song of spring. And we know that we are love. We know that we are loved. Letting go of our attention on our hearts now, we move our attention to our minds. Our minds have been filled with our thoughts of our beautiful bodies being healed, our beautiful hearts open. And we know that in our minds now, we allow that deep peace, that spaciousness and stillness that is the life of God, as the mind of God, that we individualize as our minds. And so in this place we tap into the infinite mind. And in the infinite mind, the few thoughts that happen in our mind feel spacious, feel harmonious, feel blessed. And good ideas flow in this place. We see ourselves in new ways. We see our lives as blessed and abundant. We see our relationships as loving and graceful. And we release any judgments that we've held that all is not well for us, for they are not the truth. And the illusion passes away, and we see the truth that we are one with all of life. And that this life, this individual life that each of us is leading, is good. And so our minds accept the good now and rest in the quiet, rest in the peace, rest in the joy of this beautiful place as our minds and our hearts and our bodies unite in an integrated being of light. The energy of love is so powerful within us that if we were to see ourselves from a distance through the very waterfall before us, we would see the glow behind, as if the water were lit up by the light of spirit, by the sun of God. We are the sun, the star, the beautiful one, each of us the beloved, individually shining. All of us collectively like a necklace of gems glinting in the sun. A beautiful light. A beautiful light is the truth of who we are. And so in this place we allow ourselves to be God expressing. To allow the divinity of who we are to shine brightly. To fill ourselves with the love that we are and feel that love flowing in our veins, pulsing in our heart, singing in our minds, thinking as we allow ourselves to open to new ideas, to new dreams, to new possibilities, to the revitalization of spring that is taking place within us in this very moment. For spring is ever present. We are renewed in the moment that we freshen our thoughts, that we freshen our minds. And so we allow this to happen right now. New beings, new beginnings, new possibilities. God bringing love and light to this planet. God bringing peace through us to all that we see in this gentle light of spirit. We're going to be moving from this place back onto the path from which we came in just a moment. But I will first give you a moment of stillness for you to commune with this energy, this healing, loving energy that quietly supports you as you do your work, as you've done your work, as you're grateful right now. Beginning to stretch just a little bit, we stand up and walk back on the path through the woods, seeing the flowers, hearing the birds, passing the deer once again, happily munching their spring refreshments. Knowing the foxes, loving the playfulness of the bunny rabbit that comes around a corner and freezes as we see it. And we return to the celebration center, blessed in our knowing that all is well, that all is spring, and it is good. And we continue to listen to David's beautiful music.